Welcome to Baby Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Reetha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and Easy Dad, Jim Zulli.
And here we are.
Good morning.
Good morning, Reetha. Good morning, everyone. Coming to the tail end of January. And I hope everybody's been doing their New Year's resolutions, keeping up with everything. You know, it's important. We got to stay in shape. And I know, Reetha, from talking to you last week, you're keeping on track with your new diet. That's good to hear.
I am. I've kind of reached the plateau, which we do. We tend to do from time to time, reach a plateau. But I've been consistent, and so I'm happy, and hopefully I'm going to get over this plateau. I want to lose a few more pounds, but so far, so good.
Moving right along, yeah. Well, you know, it's the persistence. We have to stick with it because a lot of us know these programs and we know what's good for us, whether it's financial or health, but we tend to drift off. And you know what? That's fine. Just kind of drift back on course again and stick with it because that's what it's all about. You know, that scenario of a plane that leaves New York and when it heads towards California, it goes off course once in a while. But, you know, it gets readjusted and it winds up landing on the tarmac and everything. So, except I can't really say that now because they're not taking off with the weather.
And that's true, which brings us to our hot topic.
Ripped from the headlines, today's hot topic.
Well, my hot topic today is hashtag OscarSoWhite. People may have heard about it. Some people may not. You must be living under a rock if you haven't. But Jada Pinkett Smith started a firestorm when she decided that she would make a video and announce that she was boycotting the Oscars. Now, a lot of people think she's doing it because she's mad because Will didn't get nominated. She claims that's not why she's doing it. They're calling, you know, different people are calling for Chris Rock to boycott the Oscars and everybody boycott the Oscars. I'm going to weigh in my opinion. Bottom line, boycotting the Oscars is not a solution to the problem. The fact that there were no people of color, of any color other than white, nominated for Oscars is not necessarily racism. Sometimes we just did not participate in films that were Oscar-worthy. Now, the biggest deal about this whole thing is it's a subjective opinion. The Oscars and the Academy of Motion Pictures and Television Science is a club. People need to deal with that. It is a club, and it is a group of people who voice their opinion of what they think the best of the best of the last year was. It doesn't matter what the makeup of the club is. There's this big brouhaha about it's older white men. Are they saying that older white men don't have any type of balance in their life? They don't understand diversity? No, they like what they like. I like what I like. Am I going to vote for somebody or something just because it's black because I am? No. I'm not. I'm going to vote for what I think is best. I'm not really going to weigh in on my opinion about any individual films or actors from last year, but I'm not really hurt that none of them were nominated for Oscars. And I didn't even realize they had expanded the nominees from 5 to 10. They could have as many as 10 nominees in some of these categories. It doesn't matter how many you expand it to. It just means that you're making it less valuable. You're devaluing the Oscar because it means that you're going not just the top 5 people, but the top 10 people are vying. The top 1 person is going to fall within the top 5 or the top 10. and only one person wins the award. It's a good thing that they recognize more performances. Okay, I'll buy that. But really, now they want to do more to try to ensure that someone of color, and specifically black, gets nominated, I think is a little wonky. It's a little crazy. Diversity is inclusion. It is not setting up quotas. I mean, that's the bottom line. How can you dictate talent by color? I've done my own video. Jada's not the only one who can do a video. So I want you to go to either Radio Boomers Live on Facebook or Reatha Gray, R-E-A-T-H-A-G-R-E-Y, on Facebook. And you can see my rant and my rave about how ridiculous I think the boycott is. I've even gone so far to say I'm not a member of the Motion Picture Academy, so I don't get a ticket to go to the Academy Awards. But if anybody wants to donate their ticket because they're boycotting, they can give it to me, Academy. If you need more black people at the Oscars this year, I will show up so you can give me a ticket. I'm just saying. And the other thing is, there's only like 7,000 people in the Academy. It's not a whole bunch of people that vote on these things. It's a club, people. We do not do brain surgery. World War III will not happen because of anything that's voted at the Oscars. And the Academy Awards people aren't even the people who decide what films get made. I agree. I would like to see more diversity. Don't get me wrong. There needs to be more diversity in films, but that's up to the producers, the directors, the casting people. I'm glad some attention's being drawn to this. This is not the right attention. Let's talk to the people who have the power. And most of all, you can't talk to anybody if you're not in the room. So Chris Rock, don't back down. You go, boy. You go and you say whatever you need to say up on that stage. Be in the room. And hats off to Cheryl Boone Isaacs, the president of the Academy, who also is a woman of color. Well, I'm Reatha Gray. That's what I think about it.
All right, Reatha.
And your hot topic, Jim.
Well, Reatha, you know, like a lot of people, you know, they plan on taking trips. You really got to do your homework, especially if you're going to be heading towards the East Coast, because the snowstorms really had an impact. And a lot of the areas along the East Coast, New Jersey, Philadelphia, are still shut down. The Capitol is shut down. And they pile up the snow, but what happens is they keep shoveling and shoveling, and the trucks go down the streets, and then there's nowhere to put it anymore. And they have it down to a science now. They're keeping it open, but it really gets to the point where it's safer not to travel in those areas until you get a pass, you know, until they say, okay, our airports are open, everything's good to go. So as far as that goes, just do your homework. You know, call up, make sure everything's open. As far as the, and then we got for updated news, the Iowa caucuses are coming up. They're coming up, and, you know, people wonder, what is the Iowa caucus? Well, you got 1,681 precincts, all right? There's 99 counties in Iowa. All right, what they do basically, because we don't have time for an entire class here, but they choose delegates for the presidential nomination in the convention. They put it all together, and they pick out somebody that's going to be a presidential candidate. And what we have now, we went over it last week, we're still pretty much the same. We got Trump with 34%, followed by Cruz at 23% and Rubio at 12%. I'm just taking the top three. And then with the Democrats, it's still the same. Clinton is still in the lead at 59%, followed by Sanders. Sanders been giving her a run for her money. And O'Malley's back with only 5%, but, you know, it's like in the race car. You got all the fast race cars in the front, but if they have problems and they wind up going off the track, the guy in the end could wind up coming up. And so O'Malley's still hanging in there. But we have a new one coming in the picture. Mike Bloomberg, billionaire Mike Bloomberg, a possibility for an independent. I don't know which party he'd run with, unless it's going to be an independent. So Mike Bloomberg may be in the mix. So that's, as far as that goes, that's our latest stats. So, you know, don't just follow somebody, you know, you see their commercials or something, you can go online, see what their stance is on all these issues before you finally make a decision, because there's a large percentage, and like Trump has a large following and Cruz is coming up, but there's still a lot of people that are undecided, and that makes a big difference at the end when it comes to voting. So that's just kind of touching base on that a little bit. And then, you know, we have our issue with Flint, Michigan. You've been watching the news. And an economist had made a statement that this could be the worst disaster in U.S. history with this water situation, basically the lead in the water coming from the structures that had reinforced the banks. The deterioration caused the lead poisoning in the water, and it's been really bad. So, you know, just stats and things for you guys, and we're going to be keeping up to date every week on what's going on, getting more, just keeping you informed and so on.
And that takes us to our first commercial.
Commercial time.
Easy Way Magazine is your best vehicle to advertise in if you would like to reach a quality database in corporate Hollywood. Not only will you read the stories and enjoy the content, you will also get to interact through social media and get to meet who's featured at the events, as well as get exclusive interviews from your favorite celebrities. Easy Way Magazine is a Los Angeles and Orange County-based magazine, but also reaches an international audience. Subscribe to Easy Way Magazine today by following Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or EasyWayBroadcasting.com's website. To advertise, call 424-209-9290 or email contact@EasyWayBroadcasting.com. That's letter E and letter Z, because we don't do it the hard way. We do it the easy way. Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. Easy Way specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the Easy Way TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and Easy Way magazine. Learn more about the beautiful Easy Way Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow Easy Way on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z, because, well, we do it the easy way.
Well, today's guest, we're really in for a treat. Our guest brings nearly two decades of teaching and coaching the art of public speaking to business organizations. She's an author. She is a professor. And she's a lovely woman that I met at the Easy Way event the other night. So we'll talk a little bit about that, too. And our guest today is Rosalind Kahn. Rosalind, are you on the line?
I certainly am. It's such a pleasure to speak with you both this morning. Lovely day, isn't it?
Thank you for coming.
It's a beautiful day here in California. I don't know about the rest of the country, but it's a beautiful day here.
It certainly is. I see beautiful blue skies outside. It's nice and warm. They say it's going to be in the 70s or something. And thinking about my poor friends on the East Coast, I shudder. I shudder.
What do you think, Rosalind? Should we have a little guilt factor here or what? Waking up in the morning to this cold?
Yeah. We should say a prayer for them. I was in Florida, just returned from a cruise, and many of passengers were like, oh, I got to camp out here 2 or 3 days. And I just hear it's getting worse and worse. We're going to have the worst February ever with snow and everything else.
Have you ever experienced that? Have you ever been in an area where they really had a bad snowstorm? Have you lived through that?
Well, I'm a Southern California sunny sunshine person. The closest I came to snow was at one point in my life, I lived in New Mexico, and I worked for a Spanish language radio station, and the station was sold, and just as the winter fell, there was snow coming on the ground, and I said, I'm a Californian. I don't need to see the snow. I'm getting out of here. But I don't think I can honestly say I was snowed in or anything like that, so I haven't lived through one of those. But I can imagine.
Well, just real quick, I did, and the snow banks were so big that the kids would go up and be sitting by the stoplight that was in the middle of the intersection. You could walk up and sit next to the stoplight. That's how high the snow banks were. And the stores, this is one of the things that happens, they go empty. They just clean out the stores. There's no food left. and there's no streets. There's nothing. There's
that's
no,
why
no,
we live in Los Angeles and not back east.
There you go. That's why we live out here in L.A. So we don't have to deal with that. As we were in Florida, and we were talking about the hurricane coming in, and all the kids were out of school, and it was overcast and gray, and I was like, well, you know, how much time do we have? How much time do we have? And no sooner had we gotten out of there than the storm went ahead and hit that night. So,
But Rosalind, you've recently been named the Israeli Ambassador for the Arts and Peace. Tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, my God. This is by far the greatest thing that has ever happened to me in my life. Let me tell you a little bit about that. I'm friends with Mooney Ironi, and she had told me she was doing this Arts and Peace project. And I said, well, you know, I'd like to help you out. And she made me a beneficiary ambassador. And then one day she calls me, and I'm at my local temple, and they're shutting their doors because in today's Jewish religion, there are more temples shutting their doors than going ahead and opening it. And she says, well, what kind of connections do you have to Israel? And I said, well, my sister-in-law lives in Israel, and I remember as a youngster going ahead and growing up in religious school, we lived and breathed and sighed every time a bomb exploded in Israel. It was almost as if there was a part of us that was being killed. And, you know, it's indoctrinated into your head in a good way how taking care of other people is so very, very important. A couple other things that are important to know about being that ambassador for peace is, I don't know about you, but in my bedroom, instead of having expensive pictures or frames from all over the world, I have three flags. One of them is a California flag, the United States flag, and the third is a flag from Israel. I never questioned why we had these flags over my bed, but I thought it was kind of interesting. In my office, above the door, is a sign that says the March for Peace. And I visited Israel once in my life, and let me paint that picture for you because it was quite the event. Early in my life, I spent a year traveling in a group called Up With People that we promoted cultural understanding. And one of my closest and dearest friends was a gentleman from Finland. And through his career, he worked for Nokia. At one point, he was living in the United Arab Emirates. I believe the year was 1988, and we decided to make a trip to the United Arab Emirates and also go to Israel. There's one problem. There's no direct flights between the two of these places, and so we had to stop in Egypt along the way. It just so happened on that year there was this peace proclamation that had been 2 decades into work that had just gone into place. And so we fly into Egypt and had an interesting excursion there, but the most important thing is when we went across the Suez Canal, and we're going from Egypt to Israel, and there was a bus, and there was very few passengers on the bus, but there was the refrigerator and above the refrigerator was a guy with a gun, a machete. And I said to my husband, why is there a guy with a gun? What's that all about? He said, well, I didn't want to tell you there was a tourist bus that exploded the week before, or I knew you wouldn't have come. And he always says to me, you're more likely to get killed in a car accident in L.A. than you would to have a bomb going off. And so that was just my entryway. And when I got to the UAE, even though this huge proclamation had come to pass, they don't consider Israel a state. And so you can't publicly talk about this event that had gone on in history. And it just left an indelible mark on my memory. And so when this opportunity came up to take a chapter out of my life from the entertainment of singing and dancing and performing with Up With People, I've trained a number of people for TED Talks. And one of my first people I trained was a lady by the name of Eliana Jihad, who lived in Israel and was really into voice and singing. And she told me about this wonderful thing that she had done with her singing where it's all the power of the voice and connecting. And she was at an Israeli-Palestinian hospital. And it didn't matter where these people were come. She wanted to share the power of the voice and singing And she had two things that she would teach these patients that were on the neonatal ward. And one of them was the beauty of simply saying the sound of ah. And I'd love to have you join me in saying the sound of ah and holding it as long as you can. Are you guys ready? When you're done,
okay.
You take a breath. You guys with me? Okay, here we go. 1, 2, 3. Your breath, guys. Aren't you guys out there exercising?
I can't help but think of two after that.
So when you say that sound, what thought goes through your head, or what feeling resonates with you when you're saying that sound?
A sneeze.
He thinks of sneezing. I kind of internally vibrate.
Yeah.
And just kind of feel my center.
Yeah, it's like a very calming and relaxing. And when she would do this over the ladies in the neonatal ward, you could see, I'm not a medicine, that Richter scale or whatever it is, and you would see it take a calming effect as she simply did this simple sound. And the second one, what she did, was the sound of think of your favorite thing that your mother used to make. What was your favorite thing that you used to love, Rita? That you used to love when your mother cooked for you. What's that favorite flavor that you have?
My mother wasn't the best cook, but I loved her pork roast.
Chocolate chip cookies.
And what about yourself? What did you like?
Chocolate
chip cookies?
Yeah.
Is that what you said? Chocolate chip cookies. Well, I'm going to think
That's just a snack. But no, I know what you're talking about. You know, pot roast and spaghetti and things. She was a simple cook.
Oh, cool. Well, I'll think of my mother's special tacos that she got, the tortillas from Mexico. So as we're all thinking about those favorite foods of the pasta and the pork roast, and I'll think of my tacos, go ahead and sound the sound of hold it as long as you can. Ready? 1, 2, 3, here we go. Oh, my gosh, my legs got tired there. What you
think
of that?
Remember, Rita's dieting.
I felt like I could taste the pot roast.
You better keep your arms a little shorter.
Yeah, no, it was this amazing thing. And so she's absolutely an incredible artist, and she's going to help me connect with the artists that are over there. I have another friend of mine. His name is Daniel Tyler Ponte. I recommended him. He got on the TED stage in Colorado with Kat Haber, with the Woman of Veil, and his wife, my Potnik, is an Israeli born, and she spent her life living there, and she's going to connect me with people there. My sister-in-law has a nephew that's an Israeli tour guide, and so I'm reaching out to these other people, because the idea is we recognize artists, singers, dancers, people who enjoy cooking, people who enjoy karate, the martial arts. We're going to be also working with young kids. And we're going to be awarding and recognizing the finest of the finest in that particular land. We're going to be giving them awards. We're going to be giving them recognition. There's going to be the best of the best of the best. And then the monies that come from that, we're going to convert into creating schools where we're able to train young kids in these arts to make it a complete sustainable organization. We just recently got our distinction from the IRS, where we're officially a nonprofit, so that we can start schools in this area. And my goal dream is to help more young people. I know there's already TED Talks in Israel, but to increase the numbers, because I train people for the TED stage. And it is just amazing. We went back to a pre-summit that was back in Newark, New Jersey. There was, I believe, 19 people from, it was just like, we are the world. Amazing people. There was Tehran.
I was unable to make that. I heard it was a fabulous trip. And you obviously are very, busy woman. We're almost out of time, so I want you to just tell us how people can hear your TED Talks.
Rosalind, real quick.
I just get so passionate about talking about this. It's amazing. If people want to hear my TED Talks, they go to my name. It's rosalindkahn.com. Phonetically, that's spelled Rosa, R-O-S-A. The last part is L-Y-N, Rosalind Kahn, K-H-N.com. When you go to that webpage, you can see the sites of where I'll be later this week. I'll be doing a talk at the fire station, giving gratitude to our firemen, giving a talk on reducing stress. The end of this month, in February, I'll be giving my third TED Talk, called Breaking Cultural Barriers Out in the City of Industry. You can go to the Facebook of TEDx Walnut and read more about that. I do coach people on how to help them get on the TED stage and reach millions of people. They can go ahead and reach out to me by calling 818-730-0441. And when they do, I will send them a copy of one of my things on going ahead and reducing stress. If you visit my
I was on the fire department in Chicago, and that's very beneficial because there is a lot of stress in a situation like that. When you're talking about meeting in different groups of people, I know you had met Mooney at the, which is a place to mix and mingle, where I met you at Eric's, the Easy event, the magazine lodge.
Oh, yeah. It was fun.
That adds to your repertoire of people you meet. When you go to
such an incredible event of people. Every day gets better and better. And my last message I want to tell the world, I know we're running out of time, is life after 50 is as best as could be. And the last year I became a model. I helped do a fit line of clothing. I'm on a pageant to be Miss Perfect Lady. My event as the ambassador for Israel came up. My third talk for TED came up. And I'm going to be on Global Woman for Change. All of this after 50. I wonder what's going to happen when I'm 75. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's what we like to hear.
And Women of Global Change is headed by Shelley Hunt, who also was at the event the other night. And you have an article in the Easy Way magazine.
Oh, yes. And it's written by my good buddy, Michael St. John, and I'm so grateful for him for going ahead and listing that out, writing that for me. If you want to get the first chapter of my book, it's called Random Acts of Kindness Are Changing the World. And if you go to my webpage, you can click and get a link to the first chapter of the book. It will.
And what's your webpage?
It's rosalindkahn.com. rosalindkahn.com.
Well, I'm sure they can get all the information about you on rosalindkahn.com. Thank you so much for being with us today. We really appreciate you. You obviously are nonstop 24/7 life coach, professor, ambassador, beauty pageant. You're doing it, girl.
Thank you for joining us. Rosalind, and thank you for I enjoyed meeting you the other night. I want to talk to you again, and I think you even met Shelley at Eric's event, didn't you, Shelley Hunt?
Oh yes, Shelley and I met at an earlier event, and the two of us just hit. She's a humanitarian. The first event was Eric's party in December, where Shelley and I met, and we just resonated like we were friends for life. She is a amazing woman of compassion and love, and every time I hear her speak, she gives me something to stop and think about. If we just had more people like you and I together, we'd be able to make
this is what Eric's gathering, a group of such good people. They meet each other and they go forward, and it changes people's lives. It's a good feeling. But you're a good example as a baby boomer because you're an active person. Life starts at 50. I like it. That's the key, you know. It's not like you got to slow down. It's time to move and time to keep busy. I like it. I like it.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Rosalind.
Well, again, Rosalind, thank you so much for joining us. And best of wishes for all that you're doing.
Thank you so much. And everything with gratitude beyond words. And I truly look forward to continued conversations with each of you and all our friends out in listener land. I'd really love to chat with you. Please give me a call.
Thank you, Rosalind.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. We'll talk to you later.
My
Take
phone,
care.
All right.
Cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right. It's tech time.
Well, we're running really late, so I'm just going to give you a couple of quick new apps that are out this year. One is called Lively Safety Watch. There's sensors on the watch, and you can put the sensors on pillboxes or refrigerators, and you can monitor through the watch if a person has skipped meals or skipped medication. So for those of us who have aging parents, that I know as baby boomers, that a lot of us are taking care of not only our grandchildren, but also our parents. And this is a way that you can remotely kind of keep up with, did they go to the refrigerator 2-3 times during the day? Did they actually take their pills during the day? Or at least did they go and get their pills during the day? And that's Lively Safety Watch. You can find that on mylively.com for about $50. For the device, and then there's a monitoring fee. So you can monitor it remotely. And then there's a app called Move, and it tracks how many steps you've walked or run, how much you've cycled, how many calories you've burned, and you just keep the app going on your phone all the time. It's free, so you just go to movesapp.com and you can get that, and you can track, because we're always talking about moving, keeping, doing your exercise. This is a way you can track it very easily. And, of course, we got to tell you about the new Easy Way app. The new Easy Way app is actually out. Go to easywaybroadcasting.com. You can download it or go to your app store, whether it's Android or iPhone, and you download the Easy Way app, and it does all kinds of stuff. I downloaded it already. It came out yesterday. It was the day before yesterday. Anyway, within the last couple of days, I downloaded it. It's got so much stuff on it, I haven't figured it all out yet, but you can keep up with what's going on the Easy Way, the events, the people. You can get on the wall so that your business is advertised. There's a membership for Easy Way Access. There's just all kinds of stuff going on. If you go to easywaybroadcasting.com, all of the stuff is right there for you to find out what's going on Easy Way. And, Jim, your Jim quickly. You got 2 minutes for your Jim.
Well, I just touched base real
quick.
Okay,
baby boomers, it's time for Jim from Jim.
Well, I try to keep it positive, and I try to put some of the cards on the table. Baby boomers need to regroup as far as their finances go. In 08, our property and our tax took a hit, and many lost, you know, much of their savings, their equity they had been built up. And, you know, there has been a rebound, but it's been a hard financial loss to many, and many never really recovered from it. We need to be vigil on our watch for, you know, the spending and the savings and so on. You know, we really have to watch what goes in and what goes out, because you never know what's around the corner. In an article on The Motley Fool, they list 5 frightening retirement stats that show the serious issue with seniors and finance. There is a number of factors that are combined to kind of shatter the dreams, you could say, of comfortable retirement. A volatile stock market is one of the situations. Low lending rates for 6 years have kind of stymied any chance for boomers to, you know, safely outpace inflation. You know, that's what we're all dealing with, is inflation and what we have, what we're dealing with, what our income is, and all of a sudden you turn around and that bag of groceries costs more. Well, that's to safely outpass inflation with bank CDs and many of the market accounts. You know, plus 3 decades of long shift from pensions as retirement, you know, driven to the 401 has moved the retirement savings from employer to employee. What's left are a handful of boomers suddenly realizing the path to retirement is laid on their shoulders, not on the shoulders of their employers, and they're just not prepared. Some of the stats, approximately 4 in 10 baby boomers have nothing saved at all for retirement. And 36% of boomers plan to rely on Social Security as their primary source of income. Well, there again, this year, what did we hear? Oh, there won't be a raise. And if you do get a raise, it's like $3. So, you know, when you see that loaf of bread goes up 20%, you have to be careful on just relying on a Social Security check. The early boomers' households are facing an average shortfall by $71,000 per individual in a family. And full retirement workers have retire-ready index score of just 4.1 out of 10, while retiree score 5.5 out of 10. So, folks, do your homework. Again, I keep telling you that. Plan and watch what you spend, because you have a lot of time off to go out and mosey around at the different stores and go to the secondhand stores and find some cool furniture and things like that. And you have the grandkids and so on. But you have to watch. And, you know, can you afford to spend what you're spending, and can you afford that vacation?
Well, we're
so
out
anyway,
of time,
Rita,
Jim, but there,
gonna,
one thing they
more.
Can... Uh-huh.
We'll have more stats on how to put more
right.
money away.
Right. Well, we got to have the money to put away, but we're
yeah,
out of
we'll
time. So
we're out of time.
I just want to remind you that you can go to our website, RadioBoomersLive.com. You can check us out on the Facebook page, Radio Boomers Live. You might say, what happened to Baby Boomers Live? We changed our name, so we're switching everything over slowly. RadioBoomersLive.com, Radio Boomers on Facebook. We have a Radio Boomers Twitter page. We want to tell you, really, get the Easy Way app. You'll find out everything, how to do it the easy way. You don't have to do it the hard way. You can do it the easy way. The new Easy Way Access memberships, you want to check it out. There's all kinds of benefits to being a member. Go to easywaybroadcasting.com. Look at the app. Look at the Easy Way Access memberships. I'm telling you, there's some exciting stuff happening the Easy Way.
Easy Way mobile app. Easy Way mobile app. That's what they go to. And that takes you to the app.
To download the app. Actually, I think it's easier if you go to Easy Way Broadcasting, because I went there this morning, and you can see everything. For us baby boomers, going to 3 different places, you've got to go to one place. It's like having, like I said, it's like having Eric in your pocket. You just go to easywaybroadcasting.com. Everything actually is listed there now, and it's actually real easy to follow there. Also, don't forget about the GripDat.com. The GripDat.
With a D.
Selfie,
GripDat with a D.
Right. For the selfie stick, it brings selfies to a new level. You, too, can be Kim Kardashian if you get that GripDat.com selfie stick. There's an Easy Way promo code. Just put in Easy Way for the promo code, and you'll get a discount. New show coming up on Easy Way Broadcasting, Dr. Estella Snyder and John Johnson. And Beauty Pop is going to be coming up. Again, you can find all this out on Easy Way Broadcasting for this week, Jim.
And that's it.
If you get access, you'll get to find out about these fabulous parties that we're going to. Great. I didn't get to go to the magazine lounge. But the party the other night was great, great people like Roslyn and Shelley Hunt was there. And Jim, you were there.
Exactly.
I was there. Eric was even there. Eric's everywhere. But definitely go to easywaybroadcasting.com. And we'll see you next Monday morning, 10 a.m. We'll be here.
Blog.
Hopefully you will be.
There's a news blog. Everything's posted on the news blog while we're talking about. And it's like Rosalind was saying, you know, the people she met, like Shelley and everybody at the Easy Magazine launch and everything, people are meeting and things are happening. It's really interesting and exciting to see the people meet and what comes out of it, you know. But, guys, thanks for tuning in again. Reese and I will be here next week for more latest news and tips on the technology, and I don't do the technology, but Reef will keep you up to date on that, and tips for your retirement and finances and so on. So tune in, and don't forget our archive shows. We have a lot of interesting information from a lot of professionals, and I'm working on my goal. Well, Reef, we'll talk to you next week. So long, everybody, and thanks for tuning in.
Bye-bye.
Hi, I'm Charles D. Watkins of HavanaWatches.com. Our watches are the highest quality for a great price. HavanaWatches.com offers a range of models, including chronographs, mechanical, silicone plastic, and in tungsten steel. HavanaWatches.com provides stylish features. Our top-to-bottom one-year warranty is one of the best in the industry. All of our models come to you in custom-designed wooden gift boxes. We have both Swiss and international design models. HavanaWatches.com. Fine watches exclusively for you.
Finally, something to look forward to on Monday morning. I'm Aretha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and I've teamed up with Easy's dad, Jim Zuli, to rock your world on Baby Boomers Live. That's right, every Monday morning at 10 a.m., we will be discussing all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. So, tune in to EasyWayBroadcasting.com on BlogTalkRadio.com to see what Jim and I are up to. Your Mondays will never be the same. Thank you for listening to Baby Boomers Live with your host, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zuli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and keep up with us at BabyBoomersLive.info. Baby Boomers Live, brought to you by EasyWayBroadcasting.com on Blog Talk Radio.